By their offense, salvation is come to the Gentiles. Now if the offense of them be the riches of the world, and the diminution of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more the fullness of them? As concerning the gospel, indeed, they are enemies for your sake, but as touching the election, they are most dear for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. For as you also, Gentiles, in time past, did not believe God, but now have obtained mercy through their unbelief, so these also now have not believed for your mercy, that they also may obtain mercy. End of quote. If a great number of Jews sincerely accepted the true Messiah and put all that restless energy and unshakable tenacity into the furtherance of the kingship of Christ, which they now display against his rule, would not the conversion of the world be more rapidly achieved? Just picture for a moment Jewish influence in the press of the world directed towards featuring the truth of the message of Lourdes and the horror of the rejection of God in Christ in Russia. Just think of Jewish influence on the cinema instead of being directed towards the elimination of the supernatural life by the production of irksomeness with all moral restraints canalized into showing the solution of human unrest by the loving acceptance of membership of Jesus. No wonder St. Paul exclaims, "If the loss of them be the reconciliation of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead?" The two fathers Lehman, converts from Judaism, drew up a postulatum to obtain from the Vatican Council in 1870, an appeal full of mercy to the Jewish nation. They obtained the signatures of 510 bishops, and all the bishops present at the council would have signed only that the fathers Lehman wished to leave the honor of the greatest number of signatures to the postulatum for papal infallibility. The prorogation of the council interrupted the work of the convert brothers, but the reassembling of the council will see the work continued. God grant that the appeal, if and when it comes, may be heard. Thus will peace at last come to Israel, and thus will a powerful impetus be given to the passage of the nations of the world to the dignity of children in Abraham by faith in the true Messiah. This is what we pray for in the beautiful collect after the fourth prophecy on Holy Saturday, after having begged God on Good Friday to withdraw the age-long veil from Jewish hearts. Let us pray, O God, whose ancient miracles we see renewed in our days, whilst the water of our regeneration thou workest for the salvation of the Gentiles, that which by the power of thy right hand thou didst for the delivery of one people from the Egyptian persecution. Grant that all the nations of the world may become the children of Abraham and partake of the dignity of the people of Israel, through our Lord Jesus Christ.
This has been The Mystical Body of Christ in the Modern World by Father Dennis Fahey, reproduced with permission by the League of the Kingship of Christ.